From here in Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting a plan to evacuate civilians and rebels from Aleppo, Syria, was delayed Wednesday, and a ceasefire in the battered city broke down with the resumption of fighting in the last remaining rebel-held areas. By midday on Wednesday, activists reported renewed shelling of the areas in eastern Aleppo, still occupied by rebels, and Russia blamed the opposition fighters for breaking the truce by attacking Syrian government positions. On Tuesday, at an emergency meeting of the Security Council, Western envoys criticized Russia for its ongoing military support for the government of President Bashar al-Assad and the months of attacks inflicted on residents in the city. Here is U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
The regime and its Russian allies will only be emboldened to replicate their starve and surrender and slaughter tactics elsewhere. This will be their model for attempting to retake cities and towns across Syria. It will not end with Aleppo, and it will not focus on terrorists. It never has, and there is no evidence that it will.
Meantime, U.N. Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura has called for U.N. access to oversee the evacuation of civilians from Aleppo. Members of Gambia's ruling party asked the Supreme Court on Tuesday to avoid December 1st election, or rather void those election results following their leader's loss. The appeal was made the same day that a delegation of West African leaders arrived in the capital city to urge President Yahya Jammeh to concede the election after more than two decades in office. Jammeh withdrew his concession defeat to Adama Barrow, citing unacceptable errors found by election officials. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump announced on Tuesday his nomination of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State. Tillerson has spent 41 years at the oil company, gaining knowledge that Trump says is crucial to leading the State Department. Some Republicans are expressing concern over Tillerson's close ties to Russia, but others, such as former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, call him an excellent choice. Meantime, the president-elect went to Wisconsin on Tuesday for another of his thank you rallies.
Together, we're going to make Washington answer to the people once again. We're going to put the government to work for you, first time in a long time. The whole world is recognizing our movement. It's because of you.
Also on Tuesday, Trump named former Texas Governor Rick Perry to head the country's Department of Energy. A U.S. official says President Barack Obama's administration is stopping the planned sale of precision-guided weapons to Saudi Arabia in response to concerns over Saudi military practices in the Yemeni civil war, which has claimed the lives of thousands of civilians. In addition to canceling the sale of the precision-guided weapons, the U.S. will change the way it trains Saudi Air Force personnel to improve their accuracy. The U.S. actions could further strain ties with Saudi Arabia, just as President-elect Trump prepares to take office next month. The Islamic State terror group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's suicide bombing at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Church that killed at least 25 people. ISIS issued an online statement warning of more violence against what it called every infidel in Egypt and elsewhere. Egyptian authorities have arrested four people allegedly tied to the blast and are searching for others. And Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has said he personally killed suspected criminals when he was mayor of a southern city to set an example for police. Duterte also mentioned President Barack Obama when he dismissed criticism of his anti-crime tactics.
If I'm afraid to stop because of the human rights and guys from including Obama, sorry, I'm not about to do that.
Duterte made the comments in a speech to businessmen as he discussed his campaign to eradicate illegal drugs that has seen police and unknown assailants kill thousands of people since he became president back in June. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.